Good afternoon. The Conservative opposition will boycott the start of official ceremonies marking the 50th anniversary of the right-wing dictator Francisco Franco's death, laying bare the enduring divisions of his legacy. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has announced around 100 events this year to showcase the great transformation achieved in the half-century since democratic transition. Madrid's Reina Sofia Art Museum will host the first ceremony on Wednesday. Sanchez will lead it, but neither King Felipe nor the leader of the main Conservative Popular Party, Alberto Núñez Feijóo, will attend. Feijóo believes the initiative is an opportunistic ploy by the minority leftist government to detract attention from its political and legal woes. The commemorations, planned in schools, universities, museums and in the streets, are the work of a government which, in its desperation, constantly looks to the past, Feijóo said. At the other end of the political spectrum, the hard-left Podemos has called the commemorations a facade to cover up the scant compensation for the dictator's victims. A panic-stricken elephant has killed a Spanish woman while she was bathing the animal at an elephant centre in Thailand. 22-year-old Blanca Garcia was washing the elephant at the Koh Kao Elephant Care Centre on Friday when she was gored to death by the animal. Experts believe the elephant could have been stressed by having to interact with tourists outside of its natural habitat. Garcia, who was a law and international relations student at the University of Navarra, was living in Taiwan as part of a student exchange programme. The Foreign Minister, José Manuel Albares, said the Spanish consulate in Bangkok was assisting Garcia's family. And the service sector expanded in December at its fastest pace since April 2023, driven by a sharp rise in new business and recovery in activity following the flooding in late October, so S&P Global reported this morning. The services PMI rose to 57.3 in December from 53.1 in November, marking the sixth consecutive month above the 50 threshold that indicates growth at the fastest pace since April 2023. The increase was attributed to strong demand for services and a boost from insurance claims and clean-up operations after the floods that devastated the region of Valencia in late October, killing more than 200 people. Employment in the service sector rose for the 27th consecutive month, although the rate of job creation slowed. A sister survey released last Thursday showed manufacturing activity rose for an 11th consecutive month in December. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.